We have a situation where we have the whole country is devastated by the absence of power, water in many cases. We have a lot of people who have no internet, who have no way of communicating. It's a serious situation, and there's a whole lot of ramifications for that that need to be dealt with. And we need our ministers to be taking questions, but also to be actually acting, to be putting the procedures in place for to resolve this situation. Obviously, you know, we all understand that it has been a devastating storm and has caused huge damage across the country, and we need to have our emergency response out there to deal with that and to try and get power back and get all of those things. But we also need to be dealing with the aftermath of it as to what we're going to do now to ensure that the next storm that happens, that we don't have the same detrimental effect on people's communications, their level of power, and indeed water in many cases is still missing in many parts of the country. And, you know, this is huge impact on farmers, it is huge impact on communities. For instance, the CEO forums have to be in at the end of this week for the applications, and I've written to the Minister for Education in respect of that. People can't meet that deadline because in many cases they haven't got internet and it all has to be paid for online. So there needs to be ministers and government actually at the coalface doing the work, and we need to have the doll sitting to be able to ensure that that happens.
Now, I see the government are responding, saying that their full focus is on getting as much assistance to people as possible. Dara O'Brien was quoted yesterday as saying that no speech in the Dáil is going to restore anybody's electricity. How would you respond to those comments?
What we're talking about is that they need to be reflective of the needs of the people, and that's where everyone that represents the people comes together for to try and sort out these difficulties. And it's to cooperate together for all members of the Dáil and all members of the Oireachtas to come together for to work together with the kind of intensity that we need to bring to this problem that we've got across the entire country right now. I mean, we have many people that are 5 days without water or electricity, and they're looking at another 5 or 6 days without it either. And we simply need to get action to happen. And one of the ways of ensuring that we can do that is to have the Dáil sitting so that we can put pressure on the ministers and on the government for to act.
Long-term and indeed short-term solutions are going to need to be found here. It's something that seems to be happening at an all-too-frequent occurrence at this stage.
It is indeed, and I mean, there's several big issues, and I actually wrote to the ESB networks after the last storm in regard to forestry, where we have, you know, an awful lot of our main power lines going through sections of forestry. There's corridors left, but the corridors aren't near wide enough. The trees are falling on top of the lines and bringing them down. And we have that again happening in this storm. So, you know, that's just one example. We also have the huge problem with ash dieback, and with so many of our ash trees along the roadways all falling and collapsing very easily, disturbed and broken down when you have a bit of a storm at all, because they're practically rotten, most of them, and they're bringing down the power lines as well and the phone lines. So, you know, we need to be working on solutions to this after the storm. It's not just when the storm happens that we need to have it done. We need to have it have the work done in advance to ensure that can happen. And that's why I think, you know, ministers need to be responsible and government need to take action.